Files uncovered by this programme raise serious questions about one of the last two men hanged in Britain and whether they were a victim of a miscarriage of justice. Gwyn Evans and Peter Allen were found guilty of murder in 1964, but medical reports released by the Home Office earlier this year show Gwyn Evans had significant mental problems. Despite this, his lawyer decided not to raise the issue of diminished responsibility. If accepted, that defence would have saved his life. Sancha Berg now reports.
Workington, 3rd of August 1964. I write to you on behalf of my son, who is under sentence of death at Manchester Prison.
The mother of Gwyn Evans, writing to the then Home Secretary, Henry Brooke.
He is mentally impaired and I had him under a mental doctor at the age of 8 years. B is not a wicked boy.
Evans, who was 24, had been found guilty, along with Peter Allen, of the murder of John West. He was due to be hanged.
Please may God guide you to make a merciful judgment. Please spare my boy's life.
Newly released Home Office files show Gwyn Evans had a long history of mental problems. As a young boy, he'd been treated by a psychiatrist. As a teenager and a young man, he was a fantasist, telling people that he'd been born in Innsbruck and adopted, or that he was a karate expert. His lies cost him 30 jobs. He was medically discharged from the army 3 times and from the RAF once. John Cooper, QC, is a criminal barrister who specialises in defence.
He was a vulnerable individual, and on every document that I've seen, someone that had mental health difficulties. And that vulnerable individual was sent into court, was sent into trial, without the proper defence being put forward for the jury to consider.
The victim was found dead at his home in a Cumbrian village in the early hours of April the 7th, 1964. A grisly scene. He was half naked, blood on the wall, his head disfigured by cuts from a severe beating. His bank books had been stolen, and upstairs on a chair, police found Gwyn Evans' raincoat. Evans said he'd been to visit West, who he knew, to ask for a loan. His friend Peter Allen was outside.
I had some tea and a cheese bun, and as we were talking, there was a knock at the door. I honestly didn't know who it was. Anyway, Jack went to the door and I heard some banging. I went into the hall and I saw Peter hitting Jack with something that looked like a pipe. There was a lot of blood and I shouted to Peter, for Christ's sake, stop it.
Peter Allen admitted beating Jack West, but said Evans had given him the weapon and attacked West too. Both were charged with capital murder, so faced the death penalty. The trial was set for late June.
Well, of course, murder of any kind is repugnant. Repugnant when done by the ordinary citizen, but to my mind, even more repugnant when done by the state.
Ludovic Kennedy, campaigner and broadcaster, speaking in 1961. Hanging had become controversial. Many expected it to be abolished. Before the trial, Evans was assessed separately by 3 psychiatrists. Dr. Tim McInerney is a consultant forensic psychiatrist who often gives expert evidence in murder cases.
All the doctors unanimously agreed that his mental abnormality hadn't impaired his responsibility. The actual word used is substantially impaired. But in none of the reports do they explain why. And if, as an expert now, giving advice to the courts or to a jury as to why I don't support diminished, I would have to explain very clearly why I reached that position.
Notes on one file show the defence did plan to plead diminished responsibility, which would have saved Evans' life. But for reasons unexplained, they dropped that on the second day of the trial. The jury never heard Evans' history. At the end of July, after the appeal failed, the Home Office sent 3 more psychiatrists to visit Evans in prison, and they reported...
He was a pallid, slightly built young man, clearly tense, tremulous, with knitted brows throughout the interview.
They found no evidence for a reprieve. A few days later, Evans' mother's letter arrived. On the 6th of August 1964, the Home Secretary wrote in red ink on the file...
I regret I can find no mitigating circumstances such as would justify a reprieve in either case. The law must take its course.
Both men were executed on the 13th of August in different prisons at 8 o'clock in the morning. Many others found guilty of murder in the early 1960s escaped the noose. Dr. McInerney's come across a case from just a few months before where the authorities' approach was very different.
The individual was, in effect, found not fit to plead or stand trial. Instead, was transferred to the special hospitals. They were both of the same age, Both had similar personality difficulties, yet Mr. Evans was not to receive this possibility. Indeed, as we know, he was the last person to be hanged in this country.
I tried to contact Gwyn Evans' family, but without success. It was, after all, a very long time ago. A last word from John Cooper, QC.
It is not an exaggeration to say that it is a miscarriage of justice. It's a miscarriage of justice because when you have a court case, the scales of justice and the sword of justice hang over the defendant. Therefore, that sword fell in an unjust way, and it is of concern.
And the time is now. That was Sanchez Berg reporting. The time is now 13 minutes to 7.